Real estate shouldn't be confusing or intimidating. Each week, Hanson Bailey answers your questions and helps you be better informed and take control of your property buying and selling experiences.
This is Chad with Hanson Bailey, and we got asked by Brenda at the ranch at Delaware Creek, what is a seller's disclosure and what does it cover? Good question, Brenda. A seller of residential real estate in Texas must, under state law, disclose what the seller knows about the condition of the property. This includes conditions known to the seller that would not be discovered by the purchaser making reasonable investigation of the property. The seller's disclosure does contain 11 narrow exemptions. For example, a builder of a new home does not need to have one, a trustee or executor of an estate does not have to have one, and the lender after foreclosing on a property is not required to have a seller's disclosure. This is also does not apply to any lease transaction, no matter what the duration of the lease period is. The statute does not require disclosure of deaths by natural causes, suicide, or accidents unrelated to the condition of the property. Deaths caused by an accident related to the condition of the property are not covered by this quote-unquote no-duty statute and most likely need to be disclosed. Believe it or not, murder is not covered by this no-duty statute either. Since a murder occurring on the property might be considered a material fact a buyer would want to know, it's prudent for sellers to disclose. If you'd like to learn more about this topic, you can visit our website at hansenbailey.com/FAQ. That's HANSZEN Bailey.com/FAQ. Or give us a call at 512-756-2775. For Hanson Bailey Real Estate and Ask the Realtor, I'm Chad Nelson.